Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Jeffrey Jackson, my brother, love you dearly. I don't know how much you heard about what I was chatting on the last segment to get us to where, you know, we're going to discuss it. So I know we're going to need a little bit of bridge into the subjects you and I were going to talk about this hour. But I do want to open the floor for you, because as an investigative journalist, you are looking at all of these things, too. And you may have different perspectives than mine, and that's okay. That's why I said we all have these things. But I think between all of them, we could use our minds, which are powerful, to use it with discretion. But ultimately, there's more confusion there than there are answers right now on this issue. And I acknowledge that, too. That's why I have to direct people to go deeper and inward, because all of this out here is confusing.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I was listening. I definitely was. There's, you know, there used to be something called the town square a long time ago. And actually, there, before TVs came in, that was replaced kind of by local restaurants or bars, really. You know, you go to a, I've been to a bar for a long time, but you go to a bar and there's TVs and everyone stares at the TVs and no one talks to each other. But what we're doing here, why am I talking about that? What we're doing here is we're talking like the townspeople, the community. We're talking about how to approach this, what precautions to take, what's real, what's not, where to put our energy. And we're doing this live with everybody. We're inviting everybody to do it with us. So, you know, there's a lot. I've seen so many stories from the mainstream media, the corporate media, a lot of it's conflicting. I said it February 2nd, I wrote an article at the Jackson Report at thehighwire.com, and I said four things to look out for. This is when the Wuhan virus, the coronavirus, was really starting to ramp up in China. And two of those were the coming vaccine and the economy, the economic impact. And I'm going to say the economic impact is really one of the main focuses right now that I'm looking at. We're looking at stock market issues. We're looking at, I mean, this doesn't go to this. I'm not saying this to say that everything else is unimportant, especially the people that have passed away, or the people that are sick. That's certainly an important piece of it, too, the questionable PCR and antibody testing. UN and John Rappaport have been really out front on that. And now I'm just today seeing headlines saying CDC tests don't work. So, my gosh, fake news wins again. So, quote unquote, fake news or misinformation. Turns out they were right again. So the economic impact is the big one. How is this going to affect the globe, the economy, the stock market, re-election? I mean, we might get to a point where if this thing starts to run away, you know, real or not, in the United States, these numbers are being reported and continued hype, there might not be presidential elections as far as we know. I think Mike Adams was one of the first people to mention that about a week ago. You know, we might be talking about people not gathering in large crowds. And what's that? That's a Bernie Sanders rally. That's a Trump rally. So how does that work? There's a lot of questions here. And, you know, if China shuts down, or they have apparently have shut down manufacturing, when are the store shelves going to start reflecting
how
that
much
United
do you
States?
Do we rely on it? And some of the stories have been, what, 80 to 90% of the drug supply and vaccine supply come from
Rosemary
China.
Rosemary Gibson. Yes, yeah. Rosemary Gibson. She wrote China RX, and she's been all over the media talking about this for the last 2 years, actually, since she's written the book. talking about how China owns basically the global medical supply chain. Do you know that no vitamin C is made in the United States anymore? This is all in China. China is the global manufacturing leader of vitamin C.
Yeah.
In Scotland as well.
And I remind folks that vitamin C is a pharmaceutical product. It's often made from genetically modified organisms or corn and other things and extracts. And, you know, BASF out of Germany, one of those companies. But, of course, they have manufacturing facilities. Guess where? In China, making it. And I just remind you to be responsible to your concern or fears of coronavirus or anything, that micrograms of whole food selenium, not the brand Whole Food, but the innate response we get, can do things that you think vitamin C you need at grams to do. So I'm giving you options that don't rely on China, stuff that's made domestically in the U.S., the innate response selenium, for instance. And what? Guess what? The bioactive silver hydrosol, the most active form of silver, the ion in that, virostatic. And that's made in America, not relying on that. I've got a lot of questions coming through on that I'm going to get to in a while. But also look at the picture. I'm just showing this image again real quick here, Jeffrey.
Mm-hmm.
A year prior in Wuhan, just in Wuhan, you can see also pictures of entire China with their massive, massive manufacturing and spewing of toxic pollutants into the air. And you see 1 year over year, it is stunning for anybody to ignore that aspect. It's just plain, I call them idiots and stupid. I don't mean to use name calling, but come on. How can you have intelligence and not point out that toxicological burdens from air to the level that they were exposed to in Wuhan specifically, but in greater China as well, even as bad or worse, is not having a major factor in terms of at the very least vulnerability, if not directly causing the symptoms of cough, pulmonary, etc.?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know, if you're having a situation, I think we talked about this last time, but if you're having a situation where all of a sudden in the media, you start seeing reports or your government starts talking about reports of this virus going around and there's already chronic conditions of people's lungs happening. Yeah. I mean, anybody with a cough or a sneeze or an ache is going to be in that emergency room. And what's interesting, you know, I did some local reconnaissance here, in Massachusetts. I went out to the local Costco's because I'm seeing runs on, basic supplies at Costco's. I see Hawaii. I read a report on Drudge Report. Hawaii's rationing toilet paper. I believe New York and New Jersey are, there's lines around the building. The Costco's are fine here. So my question is, what's happening in those states that's making people run to the Costco's? Is it because they announced that there's one coronavirus patient in the state? And who knows? But I think it's important. You know, the panic is not going to help anything, really. You just got to stay calm and dissect this story.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's so many other things that people are, you know, the common cold, pneumonias that are have been taking people out for quite some time. And
And I'm not panicking. And, you know, I'm not thrilled that China makes all the stuff that people rely upon. But then again, if we are down 90% access to drugs, I know a lot of people are dependent upon them. I'm not wishing ill will on anybody that's dependent on a drug. But I will say that innovation can happen beyond drug manufacturing in the United States, because we recognize that the immune system depends on vital minerals to function, much less our probiotic-filled microbiome to function. And we can do this without China. As I said, and I'll reiterate this, for those of you panicking about lack of access to vitamin C, that's vitamin C motherapy for the most part. It's a synthetic product. It is, outside of the very few food sources of true C that you don't need as much of. But I can do with micrograms of selenium what it takes grams of vitamin C to do sometimes. Sometimes it's successful, not every time. So there's no need to panic. We have as well the silver hydrosol that neutralizes viral activity on contact, stops and basically denatures the outer protein coat of any virus, so it stops it from replicating. We have beta-glucan to modulate immunity. We have homeopathic medicine, some specific to viruses, some just that indicated to use for the symptoms of respiratory issues. We can nebulize the silver hydrosol, which I talk about in Unlock the Power to Heal, and there's a video online. I'm going to answer questions about that. So again, a lot of my messaging is to not increase panic, but to recognize there are already other options that don't even rely upon supply chains from China.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's wonderfully said. It's almost a macro and microcosm. So we have, what this is doing is it's shining a light on how vulnerable our right on time supply chain is, because we rely on China so much and we rely on, you know, not much of a backup at the store shelves.
Yeah.
Cause a lot of the local small businesses are gone because of the Walmarts and such. But the microcosm of that is the own individual. Just like you said, let's start taking back our power for our immune system. Let's start taking back our health. Let's start looking at an individual level. What can I do here? What can I do? Maybe stop eating cheeseburgers and sugar and really get a hold of my immune system, vitamin D, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
So this is a super important thing. I definitely want to say, you mentioned the swine flu last segment. There's a great podcast from Cheryl Atkinson. It was February 17th. It's called Coronavirus: Who is Controlling Your Information? And she talks about how she came about learning that during the swine flu H1N1 2009, let's call it an outbreak, that they stopped counting. She went through and chronicled her whole journey with that. So it'll be interesting now as the dust, you know, when the dust settles on this, whenever that might be with the coronavirus, what happened with the counting? Are people doing FOIA requests? I have a couple in right now about the PCR testing to the CDC. How are we going to see this? How are they counting? Why don't they have enough test kits? What are they using for test kits? So many questions here. And, these are all up in the air as we speak.
Yeah. And to your point about your prediction about four, I think the economic warfare is becoming more obvious to me. Mm-hmm. And some will say, well, who's to gain from this? Who wins if there's a global economic slowdown? Well, to some degree, that's a big play for globalists to take Trump down a notch or two or try to remove him from office when nothing else has succeeded. If you can destroy the U.S. economy, then suddenly there's a window in for the opposition, who will be globalist Democrats at that point, whether it be a Bernie Sanders socialist or not. People will go, well, I can't eat. The economy, it's Trump's fault, the coronavirus, on and on. And so there is an agenda behind this that could weaken the independence of the United States. And I mentioned last hour briefly about the nation state as an antiquated thing. This was a Rockefeller Trilateral Commission scenario of the globalists to look, how do we destroy the nation state and the last bastion of freedom, which is the United States, that stands against the full commission of a global order or a new world order scenario. So I am concerned about this from that perspective, because how do they succeed? How do they accelerate the timeline? Everybody freaks out, with few exceptions, when it relates to a virus, because it's not a Democrat, it's not a Republican, it's not an Iranian, it's not a Chinese. You know, it's like suddenly you now have the divisions removed, and it's like the humans against the microbes. And it really becomes an attack of nature and nature's God. You're basically saying God set us up for destruction, for failure, because he created viruses to kill us. It's like, even if you believe the Wuhan virus is a man-made alteration, it does not explain their inability to validate or find this thing, and everybody they claim is dying or is dead from the so-called coronavirus. So again, I bring those issues up. Super Don says it's irrelevant now. People are already in panic mode. They're not going to hear you, Robert. Okay. So what do we say? What do we talk about?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
What is Jeffrey Jackson finding out that we haven't discussed yet?
Yeah, I went back to that article as you were talking. It's called Coronavirus Emergency, Four Fresh Angles. And the four things were normalizing Chinese lockdowns, Chinese-like lockdowns in other countries. The coming vaccine, of course, we've talked about that global economic impact, and then the unknown virus origin. The virus origin is almost taking a backseat now, as he said. Like, that's probably going to be looked at a little more once this fear and panic shifts, but right now people are kind of, they have this focus on the what's happening, how bad is it going to get in the U.S. or whatever country you're in. So I agree with what you're saying. Trump has kind of, one of his large talking points, and one of the things that he really runs on is his impact on the economy. The stock market's all-time highs. He's tweeting about that all the time. So this could really hurt him as far as the re-election is concerned if the stock market does crash. And you know, unfortunately, if this is my opinion, but unfortunately, you have a lot of socialists and in the Democratic Party ready to give, you know, a la Bernie Sanders, give everything for free, universal health care and a universal wage and things like that to get people wrapped into the government net even further. So that might be something that would look good during the elections is if the stock market's down. So this thing has some far reaching tentacles. No pun intended, this virus story.
It does. And, you know, people are asking, you know, is this real? I mean, look, illusion or perception becomes reality. And I've said this in the, here's where it gets dicey for a lot of people that are new to this show, because I've been tracking stuff like this for not just the 21 years now in broadcast media, but prior to when I was doing broadcast, I was lecturing, you know, and doing all kinds of things. And the whole scam of HIV, that changed everything, where they didn't even need to isolate a retrovirus. They didn't even need to find it doing anything if they even isolated it, and that's disputable and debatable. But they had people dying of immune collapse. That was real. As I say now, there are people suffering with respiratory ailments and some dying, largely in China, but in other places. That's real. But the fantasy, the pharmaceutical fantasy of it is that they can say it's one thing, which they don't even know. They admit they don't know. Is it this? They say it is. Oh, is it a weaponized escape? Is it a bat soup wet market thing? I mean, they keep coming. And so we don't hold them back, hold them up to account for the lack of knowledge that they have. And we just roll with the story because, yes, there are people with respiratory ailments and illnesses and coughs. And some people with pre-existing conditions have died. And that's enough to create a panic because we have given up on our autonomy and recognition that disease doesn't happen merely by exposure or being coughed on. That it is due to vulnerability, due to destruction of our own bodies via what? Antibiotic use, GMO foods, lacking in vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals on top of all the additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides that diminish the minerals needed to keep the metabolism functioning, our destruction of our microbiome, 70% of our immune system. So even if this thing is real, as far as I say this thing, y'all don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, oh, people aren't getting sick or dying. Robert Scott Bell never said that. I am saying that the cause is in question. And even if it is a new weaponized coronavirus, I am not concerned in the least because I know how to restore the terrain. I know how the immune system works. I know things that work to stop viruses from replicating in the natural world that does not rely on supply chains from China. Although maybe the bottles that it come in, that could be a problem. We don't know about that. So, I mean, I've got to work extra hard to be clear in what I'm saying here. And when I bring up the HIV thing, it throws people because they've all assumed that, yeah, there are such things as HIV tests. They call them that, but they're non-specific and cross-reactive to 120 or more different things, including pregnancy. Look at the documentary film House of Numbers. You begin to see the insane lack of scientific validation just on that test alone and everything that turned upside down that allow them now, 30 years later, to claim a PCR test is adequate to determine an infectious agent, which it is not. So right. Does that mean nothing's happening? No. I want you to hear the words coming out of my mouth, and I know that might be difficult. I know, Jeffrey, you're hearing them. So.
Well, one of the things that I find is interesting is WHO and the CDC, the kind of, I'll call it bumbling, you know, with whatever respect that they deserve, which in my opinion is not too much, but kind of the bumbling from them of it seems like every couple of days there's a new talking point that is diametrically opposed to the previous talking point that they put out. Mm-hmm. And yet the misinformation is coming from, let's see, anti-vaxxers. So, you know, the non-quarantining when they should quarantine people coming into the country, the tests that aren't working, the letting people go on accident that had the virus that they you know, there's headlines all over the place of this, and this is supposed to be our best and brightest.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Health officials say the U.S. may have to have strict quarantines if the coronavirus keeps spreading. The head of the Infectious Diseases Unit at the National Institute of Health, Anthony Fauci, says on CBS it won't be like China's quarantines.
I don't imagine that the degree of the draconian nature of what the Chinese did would ever be
either feasible, applicable, doable, or whatever you want to call it, in the United States.
The former head of the FDA, Scott Gottlieb, was on CBS's Face the Nation.
To give you a basis of comparison, 2 weeks ago, Italy had 9 cases. 95% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. For South Korea, 85% of all their cases have been diagnosed in the last 10 days. We're entering that period right now of rapid acceleration. And the sooner we can implement tough mitigation steps, the lower the scope of the epidemic here.
This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
It remains to be seen. In the World Health Organization, it was more of the same for quite some time. I mean, one of the first things they did was ask for, I think, $650 million. So it was, and the headlines going around there was for a better response in countries that don't have a good response to this.
Yeah.
And it was like, wow, this is the most cutthroat fundraiser I've ever seen, because the Dr. Tedros at the World Health Organization, every time he was on a public discussion or a press conference, he would be plugging his donations for this fund.
Mm-hmm.
Do they need it? Sure, I'm sure they do. But, you know, Why doesn't Bill Gates fly in and give him that money? He seems to like this kind of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see if I can bring Super Don into the mix here. Super D, you messaged me a couple of things. I want you to add them in there. And you brought up a great point about
it. Look, I'm not trying to be snarky, but I am. I understand the weaponized virus theory because it's a really strange coincidence that the one lab that handles the coronavirus happens to be in frickin' Wuhan, right? I mean, it's like 3 miles from the market, you know, they're talking
about. Perfect, yeah.
It's a strange coincidence. But, you know, and maybe I'm missing something somewhere, but if this is a weaponized virus.
Yeah.
And this virus has a recovery rate of 80%. That they kind of suck at weaponizing viruses, don't they? I mean, you know, a weaponized virus you think is probably going to do worse than that. You've got like 80% recovery with mild symptoms, like 13% of people that just need to go be seen at the hospital, and then the rest of them, they might end up in ICU. That doesn't sound like a weaponized virus to me.
Well, I mean, they could argue that it is more, let's say, it's manifesting more severely in some cases from a percentage perspective.
Yeah, but weaponized.
Right,
I mean, what you're seeing are people that have underlying health conditions that would probably have gotten sick and maybe possibly have died if they had caught the flu or something like that.
Yeah.
That's not a weaponized virus, and I'm not a scientist, but that just doesn't sound like a weaponized virus. The other thing I want you to think about here, I got an email earlier from an investment firm, and... Man, if people have got big bucks to invest in the stock market right now, now is the time to buy. When this blows over in a month or two, I mean, some people are going to be rolling some serious cash.
Buy at the dip.
Right?
Yeah.
Not to start another conspiracy theory, but,
All war is economic, although I try to take it deeper into a spiritual warfare scenario, and I do in this case because, it's kind of worship of the illusion, worship of the virus, the fear of the virus, worship of doctors. Right? And I know that most doctors mean well, but they're not asking the questions I'm asking about definitive tests to determine infectivity of a virus that's novel and new. And PCR, I keep pointing this out, is inadequate to do so. But, you know, and I know, Super Don, you point out, it's like, doesn't matter. People aren't going to hear you, Robert. I get that.
Well, let me clarify. Let me clarify, because I'm not saying that it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is that right now, a lot of people that are watching this right now, and a lot of the messages, the personal messages I've gotten from people that listen to the show, is they're just going, what do we do? You know, what's going on? Because, like I pointed out at the beginning of the show, you go to Drudge Report and the sky is falling. I mean, the world is ending and people are going crazy. It's like an episode of The Walking Dead, you know, where it's like you have to go like searching for canned beans in order to survive, you know. I mean, I think it's important that people understand that it's not a bad idea to be prepared for things, you know? I mean,
absolutely not. That's the message even beyond.
Have some food, have some basic toiletry supplies, be prepared that in the event that you go to the local grocery store and people have bought up all the toilet paper that you don't have to wipe your butt with People magazine, okay? Yeah. I mean, you know, be prepared and have these things. It would be good for a situation like this or any other type of a natural disaster or something like that. Just be prepared, but don't go out and buy hazmat suits and face masks and MREs and stuff like that, because this is not the end of the world, folks. It's not going to happen.
And it's a unique opportunity for the Robert Schiavel Show to do 2 hours plus with no commercial breaks or interruptions at all today.
That's right.
Our technical deficiencies today have led to a benefit of nonstop discussion on subjects you won't hear discussed this way just about anywhere else. And, Jeffrey, let me ask you about last week's High Wire, because, I apologize. I missed. I tried to go back. I didn't have time to go back and listen to Dell's. He threw out some ideas about what's going on here, and I'm interested in his perspective because you guys have a great team there as well looking at all of these things.
Yeah, well, I would tell any viewer to go and watch that episode. And I'm not saying that to plug the episode. I'm saying that because it's one of the most watched episodes the High Wire has ever done. And it's a blockbuster. I believe the episode was over 2 hours. And Dell basically took it from start to finish. It started with the vaccine, where the vaccine movement came from, where it is now, where it's going, and looped in the coronavirus conversation as well. It's a fascinating conversation. There was nothing at the end of it that someone could say, that's it. It was made in a lab, or it was this, or it was that. But there was some compelling evidence of some directions that I think people should watch and use their own discernment, because this is what it's really about. You know, we're walking, you know, this super Don, he said, what do people do? People contacting you saying, what do I do? You got to wake up every morning, walk into this headwind of fear and doubt and everything the media is pushing, mm-hmm. and all these crazy headlines and these crazy stories and these videos that are coming out of China still. You just walk into that and you focus on yourself and your family. And, mm-hmm. and you know, if you have the means, or if you have a generous heart, your community as well. And just focus on that, and focus on being present in your life. And like, we keep looping it back around, but this is the most important thing. Are you healthy? Do you have a good support system? Do you have enough food? And those are the couple of things. And are you in right relation with the whatever you call your God or higher power? Because this is where it's coming down to right now. Because we have to start developing and trusting our own discernment.
Yeah.
In our gut feelings.
That's right. That's it. Yeah.
Yeah. Because this is only going to get crazier. Yeah. And I'm not saying the coronavirus is only going to get crazier. I'm not predicting anything. I'm saying this coronavirus story, this is I've been noticing the news cycle. You know, years ago, I would find what I would call a great story, or a blockbuster story, or a bombshell story, maybe once a month. Mm-hmm. If I was lucky, a couple times a month. It's almost every day now, and things are moving quicker. It's a quickening. I don't know what it means. I'm sure some.
And you know what? I'm not under any delusion that what you and I do is going to change anything as far as the big scheme of things. But if we can reach, as we are, a lot of individuals around the world, much less here in the United States, that are woken up and calmed a little bit and said, you know what? I'm going to do some basic things that I can do. We'll control for my health, whatever. And I don't know what's going to happen in the bigger scheme. Maybe, you know, this is inevitable. We can't stop it. But I'm here to tell you that if it is one virus, they have not scientifically validated to the level that anybody should be going, yep, we know it's that every time. And anytime we say there's a coronavirus, we should panic. I'm not going to let them get away with that, because they don't. Right. They have not risen to that level of validation. Now, as far as calming the waters, the things we can do. Once again, I do always like talking about that, and you mentioned it as a gut level scenario. We need to reconnect to that intuition, or the spirit talking to us and listening and directing us, more than this noise and the cacophony we hear from mainstream media or even new media sources that are giving rise to even more panic. Yet at the same time, recognizing that if other people panic, that's going to impact us too. So that's why taking adequate steps before the panic is fully set in, if that's where it's looking to go, to take some rational steps to be prepared for that, just as we should always do, because there are environmental disasters, hurricanes, earthquakes, things that happen that require that throughout our history. But if we look at China and the uniqueness of that environment, the Chinese communists it's a godless society. It is an atheistic mandate. Whether people are Buddhist or Christian or whatever secretly, I don't know. But they rely upon the government, whether they like it or not. And if the government says jump, they have to say how high. And if the government clamps down millions of people, even without proof or evidence, it happens. And there are people now panicking based on that. I've, read stories of, burning down homes, locking people away. I mean, these are people that are not, in my opinion, connected to spirit anymore. They are completely operating from animal brain, from fear, from survival, the lower brain, the higher functions. They're not operating because they can't anymore. And that's the place I don't want to see, certainly, my fellow Americans operating from. And I think if we give up certain, let's say, we grant them realities that are illusory and not validated on the coronavirus, that ultimately we are vulnerable to panic-level attacks from government that then say, we have legitimacy in shutting you down, quarantining you, locking you down like they did in China. Like, let's be honest, authoritarians, whether they're from communist countries or in America, would love to have the power to tell you what you can and can't do, where you can and can't go, when you can go there, on and on. And shutting down travel is one of the ways they are conditioning people to go, well, yep, the government's got the power, and we got to push back, because that's a dangerous power to grant them. Remember, folks, the Ten Commandments came down, and God said, follow these commandments unless it's an emergency.
Yep.
No, he did not. If it's an emergency, you don't abandon principle. That's where you need to cling to principle even tighter. So, anyway, more of that, Jeffrey.
Well, I can say, I haven't been to China, obviously, but the spark of humanity is smoldering in It can be found everywhere in the world, and it starts to the flames start to be fanned when governments abuse people. So the one thing I can see is the Chinese people. It appears they've been lied to. It appears the Chinese government has fudged the numbers, and it appears that the lockdown has been somewhat excessive in China, and people have died. Why have they've died? What they've died from? It's hard to say, but people have died. People have lost family members, especially according to the scientific studies, the early stuff that came out, like in The Lancet and other journals, the immune compromise. These are people's parents, grandparents that they're watching die, and so. You know, it's not out of this realm to say when this thing passes over in China, the people are probably pretty angry right now. They're going to get very angry. They're not going to be afraid to get together in the streets because right now I'm sure they can't.
What have they got to lose at that point?
I mean, we might be looking at a community level, like miniature Tiananmen squares in every community because of the government response was so botched and so poor, and it led to a lot of people getting hurt.
Yeah, and even if, let's just say for a second, sake of argument, that the coronavirus thing is real. Like, let's say Robert was wrong about all of that, and they prove it is. More dangerous than any coronavirus are the people that are calling for suppression of journalists like Jeffrey Jackson or me or anybody that has dissenting of view or just is asking tough questions. Because in China, that's those people who dared to raise their head and ask a question or raise their hand or point something out. They are disappeared. They are gone. And the people in America that are actually clamoring for censorship, whether it be on the vaccine issue or this issue, are much more dangerous any day of the week than a coronavirus that's weaponized, even if it's real.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
There's a journalist in China. Every day I wake up and look at his Twitter page. It's at CHENQIUSHI404, if anybody wants to look at it. And this guy's been gone for, as of today, it looks like 20-something days. He was reporting on the virus there in China on the ground and doing some great reporting. Citizen journalist, apparently he's been in forced quarantine for over 24 days, but he's not able to reach out to talk to his family or friends. The question is he really alive? Where is he? Does anybody know where he is? What's happened? This is just one of many. So this is another kind of touchy issue. We're seeing this citizen journalist getting the hard hammer of the communist Chinese.
Well, anybody that's not conflicted with interest, that's not paid, mainstream journalists know where their bread is buttered, and they learn pretty quickly what they can or can't cover. Cheryl Atkinson was just booted out of the mainstream media because she was too damn good as an investigative journalist, and she wanted to cover stories. They said, no, we can't do that. Remember when Roger Ailes told RFK Jr.? Yeah. That if he had him on to talk vaccines, that he would lose 70% of his advertising. Yeah. And you cannot discount and overlook the power of the global pharmaceutical industrial complex, as powerful or maybe arguably more powerful than the military one. And how is it playing out? Like, look at retaliatory response. How do we get after Iran? Hey, we claim there's an outbreak in Iran. We got to shut Iran down. Nobody should travel to Iran. I don't know what's going on in Italy. But again, when I look at the validation for those people that they say now it's spreading there, if it's PCR or if it's a CT scan and you show pneumonia, that's not evidence that you have one novel new virus creating flu-like symptoms or respiratory ailments, illnesses, and some deaths. Just because that is real, the deaths are real, the illness is real, the respiratory, that does not mean automatically it is what they say it is until they prove it beyond some level of shadow of doubt. And I don't even think they're trying at this point, because they know that no journalist is going to ask the question that I'm asking, that you're asking. What about? What about? No, they don't even have the capacity to do so, or they know that if they ask it, they'll be out of a job. So there's a lot of control in terms of the message and the messaging, and that's why the attacks on new media, whether we're right or wrong, is secondary to the freedom to ask the questions that we ask. And that's why I say, again, the threat to freedom of speech is a bigger threat than any coronavirus anywhere around the world is any day, and particularly here in America.
Yeah, Project Veritas just caught, I mean, this has been an ongoing thing for years with Project Veritas. They just caught David Wright. He was basically a 20-year ABC correspondent, and they caught him on a undercover mic speaking his true mind. He's now been had to step down. He's on leave. Mm-hmm. But he said, our bosses don't see an upside in doing the job that we're supposed to do, which is to speak truth to power and hold people accountable. Yeah. And he goes on to talk about how they have to basically bow to their funders, essentially, for the messaging. So it's exactly to your point. They know what's going on. They know who pays them, and they don't. You know, the mainstream media has been dead for a very long time, and this is you know, I'm not even going to call what we're doing new media. It's I've heard that term before. This is just humanity connecting, talking, and bringing various. This is open source intelligence. this is true community.
Yeah, and the question is, are we directing you to believe us blindly? No, not at all. We want you to do the same kind of research that we do to report so you can verify, validate on your own. And as I hold the medical community's feet to the fire on validation, they should be doing it for themselves or they're going to lose all credibility, as I've argued that they have little or none on the vaccine issue, because the fact that vaccines don't undergo inert placebo-controlled testing, much less blind or double-blind testing for safety or efficacy, that should be enough for a real medical professional or scientist to go, you know what, we can't be making these claims on safe and effective without having some level of validation. Don't tell me epidemiology is enough. You observe in the 20th century a decline in the manifestation of certain infectious diseases, and you say it's because we introduced the vaccine, despite the fact that long before the vaccine was introduced, it was petering out because of improvements in sanitation. And you can't say that's irrelevant. Just like the Wuhan area and toxic pollution. You can't say that's irrelevant. Look at the freaking pictures. I don't mean to semi-cuss here in this regard, but I'm going to bring it up again. Look at these pictures a year before January of 2019, January of 2020, late January, February of 2019, Wuhan, China. Look at the toxic pollution levels. Look at it a year later after the manufacturing facilities are being shut down, not running. Look at it in February. It's even worse as the inversions in winter get worse in February of 2020. And you'll see that is a significant impact environmental shift that will impact respiratory ailments, illnesses, breathing, etc. And as I said, context is everything, and that includes how does disease manifest? How do infections manifest? It is not just miraculous sudden spontaneous appearance. There is preceding deleterious impact on the general health of any biological entity. We're talking about our bodies.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of
tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.